You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Well, what a phenomenal thing for you to say.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. Now, on Tuesday, former Te Tai Tokoro MP Hone Harawira announced that members of the Te Tai Tokoro Border Control will reopen the community-run COVID-19 checkpoints. The Northland Police have not supported the idea and have said while the country remains at COVID-19 alert level 1, there is no need for checkpoints, although the support the kaupapa of keeping the Northland community safe. Now, police have already shut down the community checkpoints in Northland, citing traffic safety concerns, but the National Party spokesperson on police, Simeon Brown, has criticised the call for these checkpoints, saying that a lawful mandate by the government is needed to approve such a move. And he joins me now. Kia ora.
Kia ora, how are you?
I'm doing good. So why don't you think these community checkpoints should be in place?
Look, firstly, I can understand the concern in the Northland community around this most recent COVID-19 case and the additional cases which were announced last night. It is very concerning, and I think it is understandable that the people involved in these operations are wanting to keep their whānau and their community safe from COVID-19. But the reality is that any checkpoints which are put on public state highways should be authorised by the police and run by the police. They are state highways. People are free to travel as we're still at level one. And so any checkpoints should be run by the government, authorised by the government, and done based on health advice, not simply because someone has decided to take the law into their own hands.
Right, but now these checkpoints are already being taken down by the police because of traffic concerns. What do you think of this?
Oh, look, that's pleasing. That's pleasing to hear. The reality is they should have stepped in sooner to ensure they didn't even go up in the first place. So putting a checkpoint on a major state highway is very dangerous, very dangerous thing to do. There was a precedent set last year during COVID-19 lockdowns where these checkpoints were put in place illegally, and essentially the groups which are setting these up have taken from the fact that they were allowed to do it then that they are allowed to do it again now. The police need to make it very clear that it is illegal to put in place these checkpoints, and that any checkpoints that are put in place are run by the government, authorised by the government, and must be based upon health and must be put in place only where the health advice says so.
Right, but coming up next week, it's the Auckland Anniversary Weekend and Waitangi Day Weekend coming up in the next 2 weeks, and Northland is expecting an influx of people holidaying in this area. So by not setting up checkpoints, do you think is the risk of a spread of COVID-19 in Northland not a relevant concern for these residents?
Oh, look, I think it's very concerning, the recent outbreak, but ultimately that's a question for the health officials to have to answer. They have to make sure that our quarantine system, government has responsibility to make sure our quarantine system is working, that our testing and tracing is up to scratch. Those are the questions which will inform whether the government does authorise, if needed, any checkpoints. But the reality is, individuals, whilst justifiably concerned, shouldn't be taking the law into their own hands and setting up checkpoints as they feel fit. The reality is we have to follow the health advice, we have to follow the decisions, and we have to have these decisions made in an orderly way so that we don't end up with people taking the law into their own hands.
Right, but bearing in mind that Māori are more likely to have negative health impacts, not because of COVID-19, and maybe in general, should there be an autonomy for these communities to protect itself when there is risk involved?
No, absolutely not. I mean, the reality is these are public state highways and people are free to travel. We still live at alert level one in New Zealand. The government has a system in place to determine the risk. Their job is to make sure that they keep New Zealanders safe from COVID-19, taking into account all of the risks that it has to all of our different populations across New Zealand. So if checkpoints are required, That's something that the government needs to make the decision of. They need to be authorised by the government, by the police, and manned by the police to ensure that they take place in an orderly and safe fashion. At this stage, though, according to what the government has said, we're still at level one, and therefore there's no need for these. But the reality is all New Zealanders should be following the public health advice that is issued by the government, taking precautions. But I do also understand the concern of these communities, and I do appreciate that, you know, they're not feeling confident in the fact that we've now had three cases of COVID-19 come through our isolation facilities, which are meant to be about isolation. That's what they feel, and we've seen the virus actually spreading within these isolation facilities.
National Party's Simeon Brown, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.